Saturday Night Emergency Podcast. Luka Doncic has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, and Anthony Davis is heading to the Dallas Mavericks. I went live on Yahoo Sports YouTube and talked about this off the top of my head as soon as the trade happened. Answered a bunch of listener, viewer questions. So all of that is coming up right after this. Welcome to a Saturday night emergency podcast. The biggest trade in NBA history just happened. We got Luka Doncic going to the Los Angeles Lakers. I was laying in bed. It's 12:30 a.m. Eastern when this happens. I thought I was dreaming. I thought I might have died. I thought Shams got hacked, and it turns out he didn't get hacked. It's a real trade. Luka Doncic is heading to the Dallas Mavericks with Maxi Kleba and Markieff Morris for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 Lakers first-round draft pick. The Jazz are also involved. They get 2 second-round draft picks and Jalen Huccefino. Boom! Like, my mind is blown, dude. I have never in my 11-plus years covering the NBA talked with executives after a trade who have been more just baffled and confused by something happening like this. One executive texted me. He's like, sure, maybe the Mavericks were tired of Luka's antics and all that, but how do you not hit up all these other teams? How do you not go for it and try to get more from these other teams with a bunch of picks? So there's a lot of confusion around the NBA, just like there is among fans, just like there is among media, just like there is with players too. Dave McMenamin, the trusted ESPN reporter, posted on X tonight that he texted a Lakers source that LeBron James was at dinner in New York after the game at Madison Square Garden. And he didn't know this was coming. I don't think anybody knew this was coming. Mark Stein, he a trusted Dallas reporter, Dallas-based reporter, he reported that Luka did not demand a trade. So nobody really saw this coming, apparently, other than Nico Harrison and Rob Pelinka. Those two sides of things here, figuring out what exactly is going to be happening here. So I don't know where to begin. I want to know you guys in the chat. What do you think is going to be happening? Like, what do you think here, chat? What are your main takeaways on my end of things? Boy, for the Lakers, this does signal they're going to do whatever the hell that they want to do. The Lakers in this position, they trade Anthony Davis, a LeBron James clutch client, and they do it for Luka. This is a future-focused move, and of course, it's a move to help today as well. But clearly, this is a move for the Lakers building in the long term. Luka is signed into the distant future here. They have years with him. He's always been rumored to want to go to either the Lakers or the Heat if he were to ever leave Dallas. And granted, this has happened without a trade demand necessarily. It is fascinating here. So you have Luka going to pair up with LeBron James. In the short term things, my first reaction is, well, the Lakers, they're the 5 seed right now. They're still trying to compete. They need to add a center as well. They still have more moves to make. They're going to be active over the coming week. I would imagine more moves to come for the Lakers, but purely Luka going here, I want to talk for a second about some of the biggest trades in NBA history. To me, this is probably number one, the most shocking. Shaq to Miami in 04, the Lakers at the end of his tenure there, there was the friction with Kobe. We kind of saw that coming. Allen Iverson to the Nuggets in 06, kind of saw some of that coming. Even Isaiah Thomas to the Cavaliers in return for Kyrie Irving, a shocker that two conference rivals traded with each other. Another deal involving a LeBron James team. Isaiah Thomas was hurt. The Kyrie stuff in Cleveland, it felt like it was near the end. Do you have to go all the way back to 1968 with Wilt Chamberlain going to the Lakers for a deal this big? Like, really? Like, I think you have to go that far back. I can't think of anything else. I cannot think of anything else this big. And so for the Lakers being involved again, now, you know, all these decades later is truly unbelievable. And I think for Luka, this has to be a good thing. This has to be a good thing because think about, we have a quote from Tim McMahon over at ESPN. He got a quote directly from Nico Harrison. Nico Harrison said, I believe that defense wins championships. I believe that getting an all-defensive center and an all-NBA player with a defensive mindset gives us a better chance. We're built to win now and into the future. Tim McMahon followed up with a post saying, the Mavs had major concerns about moving forward with Luka due to his constant conditioning issues and the looming commitment of another Supermax contract extension. So that's the Dallas side. We'll talk about the Dallas side in a minute. But for the Lakers side of things here, look, you get Luka paired with his idol, LeBron James, right? So now he's in a situation where he's going to be learning from LeBron James. I'd imagine this is good for Luka to end up playing with LeBron. I would hope this is good for Luka because everything Nico Harrison said in that quote is 100% true. It's just the honest truth. Luka has had conditioning issues. Remember Nico Harrison pulling the drink out of Luka's hands last year after the Western Conference Finals, pulling the beer out of his hands because Luka, he likes to drink. I would hope being paired up with LeBron is good for Luka. That's the commitment that the Lakers are making by doing this deal. They're banking on Luka maximizing his upside and being that guy to take over for LeBron in the years to come whenever LeBron does decide to hang it up. For the Dallas side, boy, I don't think Nico Harrison's exactly wrong about the AD side of things. AD's going to be able to play the four here. You're going to have him paired with Daniel Gafford or Derek Lively. AD has always fancied himself as a four. He's going to be able to run a ton of pick and roll with Kyrie Irving. They have a bunch of wings. It feels like a balanced roster. But the quote that I mentioned earlier from an executive I was texting with, his question is like, why the hell did this happen without making trade calls to every other team in the league? How does this happen without hitting up teams that have 10 plus draft picks? How do you not call the Nets? Maybe they decide, screw it, we'll go get Luka. We have this opportunity now. That's the part that confuses me here from the Dallas side of things. Because yes, that Nico Harrison quote is true. The roster is balanced. AD's awesome. He's a top 10 player. Luka was about to be due a $300+ million Supermax contract extension. All of those things are true. All of it's true. But how do you only get one first round draft pick, Max Christie, and AD, who's over 30 years old and has an extremely long injury history already? I just think it's weird. It's weird that you have Mark Stein and others saying that Luka didn't demand a trade here. It just doesn't compute in my head. I had a call with a GM earlier tonight after the call happened. We're like freaking out to each other, like, whoa, like neither of us saw this coming. This, like, a GM didn't see it coming. A GM didn't see it coming, right? So if the GM doesn't see it coming, how come they didn't try to make a deal with somebody else? That's where I'm confused here with the Maverick side of things. That's where I'm confused. I feel bad for Mavericks fans. I put on my Luka shirt tonight for this. I pulled it out of the closet. I was thinking it would be for, you know, a playoff game, a good moment involving Luka. Instead, it's for a trade. I feel bad for the Mavericks fans in my life. I have a lot of Mavericks fans in my life over the years. And this just feels like a really sad ending. It feels like something that you never could have anticipated. Maybe you could have anticipated the Mavericks flaming out over the next 2-3 years and Luka demanding a trade and it being an ugly breakup and getting a haul of picks back. But this just doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel real for Dallas. It doesn't feel real one bit. I think with the Lakers in the Mavericks here, I mean, good for the Jazz, by the way, to end up with Huchefino and two second round picks. Good for them. Just going to say that. For the Lakers, I just remain shocked. I remain shocked that they were able to pull this off, and I wonder what's next for them. You have LeBron James. You have Luka. Now you need a big. You need a big. How much are you trying to win now? You have the Dave McMenamin quote saying how LeBron's shocked. He's still trying to process this. Is McMenamin in a situation? Is the Lakers in a situation now where perhaps you'll see LeBron disappointed in this? I can't imagine that. LeBron has too much respect for Luka. He has too much respect for Luka. I cannot imagine a scenario in which LeBron would want out in this situation. On the flip side, I will say we are in a situation here where the Lakers just did whatever the hell they wanted, apparently without LeBron's approval, trading a clutch client. Could they instead decide, oh, you know what? We will trade LeBron for whatever we want. I can't see that either because Jeannie Buss and LeBron have such a close relationship. Those two are very tight. I can't see that happening. So I think for the Lakers now, you're going to see them over this next week being a team that's going to try their best to make more additions. They're going to try to make more additions here and further bolster this roster. I'm curious what you guys think in the chat who are watching this live on YouTube. Give this a thumbs up if you haven't done that already. It really does help us out here. What do you think about the Maverick side of this? What was their, do you buy the reasoning that Nico Harrison put out there? Do you buy that he's just doing this to bolster their defense? Do you buy that he's doing this because he believes it enhances their chances to win a championship? Or do you think that there's something more here that LeBron, that Luka demanded a trade? What do you guys think in the chat? Because I'm curious about this aspect here. I don't totally buy yet that Luka didn't demand a trade. I don't buy that there wasn't some indication here. But to the credit of Dallas, as Bobby Marks posted on X tonight, Luka was in line to receive a 5-year, $345 million contract extension this summer. And now he's no longer Supermax eligible with the Lakers. Augusto said in the chat, the Mavs could have asked for the entire Lakers franchise. Israel said, why trade him to a competitor? Alex says LeBron gets traded to Golden State very soon. See, I don't know. I just can't see Jeannie Buss signing off on trading him. I just don't. Benji asked, how is this the best trade offer available? That's the big question. To me, that's the question here. How is this the best offer? It was the best offer because the Mavericks didn't call other teams. That's what I'm hearing from the executives I'm talking to here, is that the Mavericks didn't make calls to all these other teams with a ton of picks. They didn't call Houston. They didn't call Brooklyn. They didn't call OKC. They didn't call these other teams, that they just wanted to deal him to the Lakers here for AD. So that suggests to me, at least, that when you think about the best players in the league, the best players in the league they realistically could have traded Luka for, I would think, in the eyes of Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks, in that franchise, AD was the best player they were going to get, that they weren't going to be able to trade Luka for Victor or Tatum or SGA or Giannis or anybody like that, that AD was the best guy that they could get in return, and that this trade is all about building a championship roster. Kyrie's been awesome this year. To me, he should have been an all-star. I think he's one of the biggest snubs. Clearly, the Mavericks are in a position where they're just trying to bolster this team. AD, Kyrie, Lively, all of these role players, and they're trying to go for it here. But Luka's unbelievable, dude. Like, I just can't believe you don't get more here. I don't know. I'm just shocked here. As we all are. Everybody's shocked. Everybody in the world is shocked. Everybody's shocked. We're all shocked. All 2,400 of us watching, please give a thumbs up if you haven't done it already on the YouTube page. All of us are shocked. Every GM is shocked. Everybody's shocked. Everybody is. Fear the Deer says, hey, Kevin, do you think this is good for the NBA? Hell yeah, I think it's good for the NBA. We're live on a Saturday night at 1:15 a.m. Eastern. Yes, it's good for the NBA. I was laying in bed when this news broke, and I'm like texting everybody, we gotta go live. This is the biggest trade ever in my life. Like, do you guys in the chat, like, what is there any trade in any sport you can remember that was this massive and this shocking? There's been big trades, obviously, but this shocking? I can't come up with anything. Like I said, you probably got to go back to 1968, Wilt Chamberlain being traded as, like, one of the biggest trades ever. But even then, I wasn't alive then. I don't know how shocking that was in comparison to this. Adam Silver made the call, says C in the chat. Hyperbeats. Adam Silver said something to the Heat. Oh, for Jimmy Butler? We'll see about that. The Jimmy Butler stuff will be very interesting. It won't shock me one bit if he doesn't get traded at all. Gretzky trade from Edmonton, says Andrew. That's a good one. Shaq to the Heat. Mac, I think that's true, but the Lakers, you know, there was some friction there in the end. Harden from OKC, Jake says, yeah, that was definitely a shocker as well. Yep, I agree, Jake. Yep, that was a shocker. Mookie Betts, Daniel, that's a really good one. Mookie Betts, Red Sox to the Dodgers. Yep, that's a good one. But like you said, Israel, the Jazz got more for Rudy Gobert. The Lakers didn't even have to give out Bronny. Come on. Just weird, man. I'm shocked. To me, so here's the thing. This is a great example of why in the NBA you have to expect the unexpected. You have to. You have to expect the unexpected. And so that's why over this next week, you know, when it leads up to the deadline on February 6th, you got to think outside the box, especially considering all the names that are involved here. Like, you have the Warriors in a position with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green. They are not that good. They need to make additions or subtractions. The Suns, they've been better as of late. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal with his no trade clause. Could they be a team that maybe things go the other way? What if a team calls up and makes a big offer for Kevin Durant? Right? Like is that like should we discount that possibility when we just saw Luka get traded? No. We shouldn't discount that possibility. It could happen this summer. It could happen this summer. That's a real thing. It could happen this summer. It could, okay? It could happen this summer. Maybe it happens earlier than you expect if a team makes a strong enough offer. So, I mean, that's the main thought on my mind here is expect the unexpected. Jay Fish asked, who is the best defender on the Lakers? That's a damn good question. Who is the best defender on the Lakers right now? Dorian Finney-Smith? Is Dorian Finney-Smith currently the best defender on the Lakers? Is it Jared Vanderbilt? Man, they need a center. Who are the Lakers going to get for a center? That's a good question. I haven't thought about that a lot. Atari says, Braun back to the Cavs in the offseason. That would be fascinating if that were to happen. We got over 3,000 people in the chat right now. Thank you guys for watching this live at 1:20 a.m. Eastern. Crazy. 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 Claxton to the Lakers, Luke suggests. Joey says, Kessler. That's not a bad idea. Lewis says Nurkic. Nurkic sucks, dude. He's a bum at this point. Tyler says Jakob Poeltl. Makes sense. I like the Poeltl idea. That's not a bad idea either. Red says not Miles. You must be a Pacers fan, Red, to be saying not Miles. I mean, I'd be surprised if they trade Miles Turner. Imagine if Cleveland calls LA and offers Mobley and two firsts for LBG. Who says no, says Alana Yang. I think the Cavs say no. If I'm the Cavs, wouldn't you want to do it without LeBron? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to do it without LeBron? C says AD will look much better without Braun. I think you might be right. I think you might be. There's a chance here that AD Kyrie pick and roll becomes the most potent pick and roll duo in the NBA. It's just the truth. Kyrie has been awesome this year. I said this earlier. How the hell is Kyrie not an all-star? He has kept that Mavs team without Luka afloat all year long. He's been stellar efficiency-wise. He's been a volume scorer. He's been playmaking. He's been hustling on defense as a smaller guy. Like, I'm confused with how Kyrie's not an all-star. So, look, I think there's a chance the Mavericks end up, I don't want to say better. I don't want to say better because that would be stupid because they just traded the best player in the deal. But Anthony Davis has been unbelievable this year. He's been one of the six or seven best players in the NBA this season. And he's one of the 10 or 11 best guys if you're ranking them all up, which I'm going to do later on my podcast later this month. They're still got a top two. Now they got a top 10 guy still in AD. They have another top 20 guy in Kyrie. Max Christie. Big night tonight in Madison Square Garden. He's been great for the Lakers. So you got this team that feels like with all of its pieces, you got, let's just pull up the Mavericks roster real quick. You got shooters, you got Klay Thompson, you got versatility, PJ Washington, Najee Marshall, Max Christie, you got ball handlers, Kyrie, Spencer Dinwiddie, you got big man versatility. You can play with two bigs, Gafford and AD, or Lively and AD, or you can play with one big with any of those three guys. It does feel like the Mavericks roster makes sense. It just does. But saying that they'll be better without Luka, I would feel dumb even thinking that because he's Luka. But I'm intrigued by the mindset here. I'm disappointed by the return here. Zachary says, grade the trade. If I'm grading the trade, just a straight up grade for the Jazz, an A+, because you got free picks and a free shot at Jalen Huccifino. An A+ for the Utah Jazz. You get an A+. Danny Ainge, Zanuck, and that whole Jazz front office. And that's the grade everybody wants to know about, of course. For the Lakers, I'm giving the Lakers an A- in the deal. An A- only because, I don't know, a little knock here because with Luka, he still needs to prove he can stay healthy and be in good conditioning. There's still some concern there. He's going to be paid a ton of money moving forward. It's really an A+. It's an A+ for the Lakers. It's an A+ for both of them, okay? I'm an easy grader. For the Mavericks, though, oh boy. This is an incomplete in one sense. This could be an F+ because of the lack of trade return. It could be a B at best if this team ends up looking great. If AD stays healthy through the playoffs and there's potential with Kyrie moving forward, maybe all things work out there. But trade return-wise, it's an F. How do you only get one first-round pick back? The Lakers had two they could offer and swaps. And you only get one back. So I'm giving an F+ to the Mavericks for this trade grade with the note that it could end up looking better in hindsight, considering the way this roster is just so balanced now. This is a move where it's an F unless they win a championship. They got to win a title here, or it's an F. They have to win a title over the next 2-3 years. Have to, or it's an F. Simple as that. It's an F. Does anybody in the chat have any questions about some non-Lakers, Mavericks, or Jazz teams? Any rumblings, thoughts, anything? Hit me up about anything. It doesn't have to be all about this. Max Christie in the chat says Charles Gibson. Max Christie, I bet he's probably going to be feeling good about this deal. Where's Waldo says incoming Jokic trade. I don't think so. Not yet. Not yet, but maybe. Maybe someday, but not yet. Jokic has been playing some weird basketball lately, hasn't he? Anybody watch the Nuggets lately? Feels like Jokic is kind of taking a dive recently. Taking it easy as of late. Hasn't looked good. Maybe tired. Maybe needs the All-Star break. Nick says, what about Memphis? I haven't heard anything specific about Memphis. I think the Butler still doesn't want to go there. I think you're going to want to hear Butler say he wants to go to Memphis for Memphis to actually make that deal. That's my impression there. Will LeBron get traded? I don't think LeBron James gets traded here. But I do think the AD trade opens the possibility that the Lakers are open to doing whatever the hell that they want to do. If they're doing this trade without consulting with LeBron James, why would they not be open to trading LeBron? Let's just say, for example, the Warriors call them up and offer Andrew Wiggins, Kuminga, and salary filler with a bunch of picks to go get LeBron James. Why would the Lakers at least not listen? Right? Like, shouldn't they at least listen? I would think they at least listen to that offer. But I can't imagine that we would see a move considering the relationship between Jeannie Buss and LeBron James. That would surprise me there. just a repeat for a lot of the people who are just joining the chat. If you didn't know, we saw a huge trade in the NBA tonight. Luka got sent from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers in a deal for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round draft pick. Just reiterating that for the people who just joined. Appreciate you guys all coming in the chat tonight. Please give a thumbs up on YouTube. It really does help us out with the viewership. Thank you guys for joining on this late Saturday night. Oh, my God. What a weekend, man. I was laying in bed listening to some music. And then, boom, I thought Shams got hacked. I thought I died. I thought something was going wrong with me. I thought I might be having a heart attack. Turns out it's real. We're all alive. We're okay. Everything's okay, everybody. Yeah, LeBron has a no trade clause, but maybe he'd waive it to play with Stephen Curry, you know? LaVine to Milwaukee, says Andrew. That'd be a great idea for the Bucks. But I'm not so sure the Bulls are totally sold on trading LaVine. I'm not sold there. I think there's a chance that the Bulls, this is not sourced. Just my impressions from conversations. Maybe move Kobe White instead. Younger, cheaper, lower salary. Maybe you get more in return for Kobe White than you would for Zach LaVine when Zach LaVine's a better player than Kobe White. You know what I'm saying? It makes some sense there. Job says Mavericks trade Gafford to Memphis. I don't see those two teams trading necessarily. Pirtle or Turner to Lakers next, says Amar. I mean, they're going to be getting a center. It's just a matter of what center they end up getting. I don't know who they're going to get here. Bulls don't do anything, says Randy. Oh, yeah, of course. The Bulls always sit on their hands and never do anything. That wouldn't surprise me at all. It is a dream, Omar. I got a long way to go. Mavericks get an F plus here, guys. That's the truth. They get an F plus. It has a potential to be a B if they win a championship. But even then, if you win a championship, it doesn't mean that the deal gets an A plus. You know? Like, how do you not get a greater return here? It's an F plus. Jacob says the Anthony Davis and Derek Lively front court is going to be amazing to watch. Dude, that Mavericks defense has a chance to be all-time great. Has a chance to be incredible. Kyle, that probably is Shams' password, but he wasn't hacked. He really wasn't. Jordan says Chris Haynes reported that Rich Paul knew. Let's see. I'm pulling up Chris Haynes' page right now. Anthony Davis waving his trade kicker. I can't watch the video at the moment, but his Haynes briefs, apparently, according to somebody in the chat, Haynes said that Rich Paul knew. Interesting. Can anybody confirm that from the Chris Haynes video? So Rich Paul told LeBron the news. Okay, so that's what it is. Okay, I see. Interesting. Steven, any fantasy league would veto this. You're probably right. They probably would veto this. Chris Bauman says, what's next for the Dallas Mavericks? I think they kind of sit tight. I mean, you got a balanced roster. You got Kyrie, Spencer Dinwiddie, ball handlers. You got Klay Thompson, Max Christie, shooters. You got PJ Washington, Najee Marshall, Max Christie himself again there as versatile players. AD's versatile. You got versatility in the front court with AD and Lively or AD and Gafford or just one of those three. So I feel like the Mavericks roster has some balance to it at this point. So I can't see them doing anything at that point. Steve says Rich Paul knew and he's been working the Fox deal. Any way to get the Spurs involved here? You know, I think we're still in a position now where the Spurs are looking to make a deal with Fox. That is my understanding that conversations are still happening. I don't necessarily believe that the Kings are in a complete rush to do a deal here. The Kings could kick the can forward until the summer and wait till more teams are available with more assets to actually make a trade. If the Spurs are willing to put Stephon Castle, their stellar rookie guard, on the table, then I think the Kings would be more willing to listen here. And I've thought a lot about this. I think the Spurs should think about it with Castle because if Castle's always going to be an average or worse shooter, can that work with Castle and Sohan and Fox, none of whom are elite shooters, when you want to surround Victor Wembanyama with shooting? To me, I think that that's something to think about if you're the Spurs, especially because giving up Castle would mean keeping more picks long term. Got a question. What type of offense could be unlocked by JJ with Luka and LeBron on the floor together? Boy, like, tell me this, chat. Have we ever seen a team with two playmaking savants of that size, Luka and LeBron? Have we ever seen this in NBA history? Obviously, we've had great duos like LeBron himself. Think about his teammates over the years, Kyrie Irving, Dwayne Wade, like these great guards. But have we ever seen a duo with guys that big that handle the ball together? I can't off the top of my head think of anything. I can't think of anything there. What about you guys in chat? Harden and Westbrook says Runzy, but Harden is still like guard size, 6'5", 6'4". Westbrook is 6'4"-ish. But Luka and LeBron are huge. Those guys are big. 90s Bulls, Pippen, Jordan. I mean, dude, you're probably right. Pippen Jordan might really be the last. Really might be. Kobe Shaq says Glowscape. Yeah, but you know, Shaq is a dominant big, but not necessarily like playmaker in the sense that we're talking about. Yavon says Kawhi and Paul George. Yep. You know, I think, you know, those guys aren't playmakers though necessarily. Tatum, Brown, not playmakers. Tatum's a playmaker. Brown's be getting better. Franz Paolo says Peter. Exactly. But you know, those guys are unproven. So, you know, I think really Pippen Jordan is the only comparable, at least off the top of my mind. Maybe there's somebody deeper in NBA history, but I don't think to this level with these two guys. I can't imagine that. Magic and Kareem, that's a good one too. That's a really good one too. Though like Kareem falls into the big man category, but you know, what are positions anyway? Donald says the Luka LeBron defense is about to be horrendous. I think that's true, but the offense could be absolutely magnificent. And so for JJ Redick, maybe we do see some unbelievable layers to this offense, but like AD was a big part of that, man. AD actions around the elbow, AD screening, rolling. The pick and pop with him was becoming more predominant this year. The offense is going to have to be overhauled in the middle of the season. And with Luka out right now, there's not a lot of practice time with him. Who knows? He might not come back until late February. So for the Lakers here, you lose your center. Your defense sucks as is. Your defense is about to get even worse, you'd think. The Lakers are the 5 seed at the moment. They're only 2.5 games up from the Warriors on the 11 seed. There's a chance the Lakers slide here down the standings. They're going to be figuring out this new situation, this new rotation, this new offense. And you get the Clippers on their heels at the 6 seed right now, a bunch of teams that are trying to win. The Lakers could fall down the standings. That wouldn't shock me one bit here. Wouldn't shock me at all here. Trade Reeves for a big. I mean, they got to trade something for a big. I do have a lot of guitars, Lior. I do. I got these two, another one in the closet. They've all been accumulated over 2 decades of playing guitar, though. Five isn't that many. It's not enough, actually. Fox to the Magic, says Clayton. I don't think so. No, Fox isn't good enough as a shooter. The Mavericks, The Magic suck at shooting threes, dude. And they're never going to be anything in the playoffs until they can shoot more threes. So I don't think Fox for the Magic makes any sense at all, to be honest with you at all. I hate the fit. I really hate the fit for Orlando. Why wouldn't Dallas shop Luka, says McDamnation? Good question. I don't know. Feels pretty stupid to me. I'm confused. Makes no sense to anybody that I've texted tonight. Any NBA executive I texted tonight is as confused as you are, as us, all of us. in this chat right now, all of us are as confused about why the hell the Mavericks didn't make more calls. I don't get it. I don't get it. Because even if they win a championship because of this deal, it still perplexes me that they didn't make more calls here. They got one first-round pick, as Slick Rick says in the chat. Brooklyn got five for Mikal Bridges. The Jazz got, see, it felt like 10 picks for Rudy Gobert. And you get one? One for Luka? One pick? I try to think about how I'd feel if I were a Mavericks fan right now. I don't think I'd be able to sleep tonight. I really don't think I'd be able to sleep. I think I'd be up all night. And if I did fall asleep, it'd probably be one of those sleeps where it's like you're better off having not slept. You're better off having pulled an all-nighter. That's the way I think I'd feel if I were a Mavericks fan. Yeah. If you're a Dallas fan in the chat, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I don't think there are any Mavericks fans in the chat. They're all too busy crying, honestly. A lot of Lakers fans, though. Oh, two fans says, I am on the verge of tears. I bet you are. How are you not crying already? Nick says, Luka and LeBron orchestrated this. See, Nick, that's my conspiracy theory side of me here. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to it, because there's been rumors for years that if Luka ever leaves the Mavericks, it'll be to the Heat or to the Lakers, because in Miami, he appreciates their culture. He loves the weather there. That's always what was reported from people around the league. And then with the Lakers, it's because it's the Lakers. Luka wants the stage. He wants the spotlight. He wants to be a national star. He wants to follow in LeBron's footsteps. That was always what people around the NBA in the know said about Luka if he ever left the Mavericks. And so then this deal happens where the Mavericks don't get anything near value that you would anticipate that they would get. And you're telling me he didn't demand a trade? I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I would imagine there is some indication. There's some indication that he might go, that he might leave. I have a hard time wrapping my head around that this was all Dallas not wanting to pay him $350 million. This was all Dallas worried about his conditioning and all of this. I just can't fathom it's all that. His 2.5 years left on his contract. They must have known something. They had to have known something. How could they have not have known something? Like, was Luka going to opt out in 26? Was he actually only on like 1 year remaining on his deal? Is that a possibility? Could Luka have walked in 2026? I'd imagine they knew something. And we just haven't heard that in solid reporting yet. That's my gut feeling here, is that the Mavericks knew Luka wanted to leave in 2026. Or he could demand a trade this offseason. And it was that, in addition to all the other stuff they're spinning it as. That's my gut feeling. That's my gut feeling. I'd just be shocked otherwise. I'd just be shocked if this was all Dallas. I'd be shocked. Thanks again to everybody in the chat here. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up here on YouTube. It really does help out. Make sure you subscribe to Yahoo Sports as well if you haven't done that already. All of my podcasts get posted on here, as do a bunch of other great NBA podcasts as well with Vinny Goodwill. We got a bunch of stuff from the NBA, NFL side of things as well with the Super Bowl coming up next week. So please be sure to subscribe and give a thumbs up. Let's get to 400 thumbs up. There's 3,343 of you in the room and only 386 thumbs up. That doesn't compute in my head. Let's get some more thumbs up. There we go. We're over 400. Thank you so much, everybody. That really makes some sense. What a huge trade tonight, man. Luka to the Los Angeles Lakers, 80 to the Mavericks and the Jazz. Good for them getting 2 second-round draft picks. And Jalen Hood-Schifino. Can also not forget we got Max Christie going to the Mavericks as well. Eric says in the chat, or Dallas knows Luka better than anyone else and decided to pass on continuing the relationship. I think that's definitely a big portion of it, Eric. I definitely think that's a big portion of it, that they know Luka. Nico Harrison taking the beer out of Luka's hands after the Western Conference Finals last year, knowing they believe that he's not going to change his habits in Dallas. That might be true, but I would imagine it is also that they have some indication that he might not want to be there long term. I would just imagine it's both. That's my gut feeling. Tanner, is this the biggest trade in NBA history? But when was the last, holy sh, that came out of the blue like this one did? Boy, what is the last one like this? For some reason in my head, it might be Kyrie, Isaiah Thomas. Two conference rivals trading, just out of a kind of a big shocker considering how loved Isaiah Thomas was in Boston and Kyrie being who he was in Cleveland. Jacob. Oh, look at the dono from Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. Since the Lakers only dealt one of their good firsts, do you think there is or should be another trade coming? Or is the Luka move a look at the future? If you think there's another move, do you have any thoughts or predictions? I'd imagine the Lakers have more coming. I'd be shocked if the Lakers don't have more coming. Like, if you're LA, you got to be getting a center here because you're down to, behind AD, it was pretty hopeless at the center position for them. So I'd imagine they're going to be looking for a big here. What big? That's the question. Who is the big you're going to go out and get? I think when you're looking at salaries, let's pull up on my end of things here, the salaries for bigs, okay? Let's think about who the Lakers could target as a center here. Nick Claxton makes $27 million. So that'd be a very difficult salary for the Lakers to trade for in this scenario. $27 million, how do you get to that number? Rui Hachimura maybe with Gabe Vincent? Maybe you do get there with that. Maybe you add another first-round pick and get to him. But I would imagine they go for some cheaper guy than a Nick Claxton type of player. Rob Williams says Simon. Vucevic says Matthias. Kevin says Miles Turner. Zip says, how'd the Mavs not get Bronny James? Good question. I'd love to know how they didn't either. Maybe Larry Nance. That's another name. Had Larry Nance on my podcast recently. We talked about the life of Kobe Bryant. If you want to check that out at the Kevin O'Connor show, Larry Nance and I talked about Kobe Bryant on the 5th year anniversary of Kobe's passing. Some great stories on that. Daron Sharp from the Nets would be like a lower end player maybe you go for instead of a Nick Claxton. Goga says Ken. I don't think the Magic are trading him, man. Capella says Brian. How about Okongwu from Atlanta instead? Or how about Larry Nance instead? Get Larry Nance back in LA. Matt says Andre Drummond. Drummond stinks. I don't think so. Duop Reith says Caleb. Maybe that'd be an interesting kind of low-key one. Chad Warren says Nurkic. Not a chance. He the key. His feet are in sludge. No chance. Nurkic would be a horrible acquisition for the Lakers. They'll get blasted in the first round if it's Nurkic. And plus, he makes big money. I just can't see them trading for Nurkic. Ayton says Ian. Ha! I hadn't thought about Ayton. Let's think about it. Let's think about Ayton as a Lakers target for a minute because the Blazers, they got a glut of bigs. They got Rob Williams. They got Donovan Klingon, their rookie. There's been nobody who would trade for DeAndre Ayton because nobody really needs a center. But what about now? Lakers, can they get the $34 million? Rui Hachimura, $17 million. Gabe Vincent, $11 million. Need to add like $6 million more in that deal. Are you giving up Jared Vanderbilt? I don't think so. I don't think you're giving up Vanderbilt in this scenario. I think you have to give Vanderbilt. I think you have to give Vanderbilt. 3 for 1, Rui Hachimura, Gabe Vincent, Jared Vanderbilt for DeAndre Ayton. That's intriguing. I'm intrigued. That's an interesting idea. I'm intrigued. I got to say, I'm intrigued by the idea of Ayton on the Lakers. I'm intrigued. I'm into it. Not going to lie. I like the idea of Ayton on the Lakers. Do the Lakers fans in the chat like the idea of trading for DeAndre Ayton? Put a 1 in the chat if you like the idea of going for DeAndre Ayton. Put a 2 in the chat if you're like, hell no, to DeAndre Ayton. Thank you. says Rui for Capela. Yeah, I think I'm seeing more twos. I'm seeing a lot of twos. That's a lot of twos. It's a lot of twos, not a lot of ones. This is a lot of twos. A lot of twos. Lakers fans don't like DeAndre Ayton. Ayton's been better lately, guys. It's just he costs too much. A 3-for-1 is way too much, I'd say. That's my take. Too much. Too much. Michael Scott. No! Says Nick. That's true. Miles Turner. But yeah, but why are the Pacers giving up Miles Turner? Why are the Pacers trading Miles Turner? What are the Lakers giving to get Miles Turner away from the Pacers? Tell me. I want to know. I can't figure out why this is a trade rumor. Nobody in the NBA that I've talked to has any indication that the Pacers are going to be trading Miles Turner to the Lakers. So, unless something comes out of nowhere, I just can't see it happening. I can't. Valanciunas says Andrew. Yeah, I think Valanciunas is more likely the type of guy the Lakers would get here. The Ayton stuff feels like a, you know, a fun NBA 2K trade. But then again, so does Luka to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. Doesn't that seem like a 2K trade too? Gershon Yabusele says Matt. Dude, Yabu has been a beast for the Sixers. Brook Lopez. I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks are trading Brook Lopez. I don't think so. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it. Steven Adams says donkey. Brook Lopez, nah. Steven Adams. Steven Adams, I mean, sure. He makes some sense for the Lakers as a big, but I don't know. Let's just scroll down. I wish you guys could see my screen. I wish I could share my screen right now to you guys just so we could scroll down the salary rankings. Vooch, $20 million. He makes some sense. Turner, $19.9 million. Of course, he makes sense if the Pacers were actually willing to trade him. Okongwu from the Hawks, $14 million. He makes some sense to me. He makes a lot of sense, actually. Steven Adams, I don't think Adams is good enough anymore. Robert Williams at $12.4 million. He makes a lot of sense for the Lakers. Valanciunas at $9.9 million. To me, he's probably the guy. Both teams say no, Jason, to your question of Ja for Fox, who says no. Both teams say no. The Grizzlies should say yes, though. That's just my take. Ja has not been great this year. That's just the honest truth. Ja Morant has not been that great for the Grizzlies this year. Let's be honest. He hasn't been. He can't shoot, doesn't defend. He misses time. All he can do is make highlight plays inside the arc. He's got some stepping up to do. Who else for the Lakers? Andre Drummond at $5 million. Drummond, he's not doing anything for you. De'Ron Sharp, we mentioned him earlier. Walker Kessler. I mean, you would think that the Lakers, if the Lakers were going to get Walker Kessler, you'd think that it would have happened in this deal, right? So I can't imagine it's going to be Walker Kessler. Hey, Bruno can curse me out for that, but he knows I'm right. That's the honest truth. Ja hasn't been good. It's like Ja isn't an all-star for a reason. Ja this season is shooting 30.6% from three. He has an effective field goal percentage below 50. His true shooting percentage is a career worst since his second year. He's missed time. The team once again has been competitive without him this season. Ja has not been that great. Chris Boucher, that's a great one, Andrew. Chris Boucher, perfect target for the Lakers. Perfect target. That's a good one. Perfect target. Jason, I think you're right. Ja's head is in the clouds. That's true. That is true. Let's do some quick hitters. Chat, we're going to wrap this up pretty soon, but hit me with some questions, some NBA-wide questions or some Lakers, Mavericks, Jazz three-way trade questions. Fire away. I'll answer some of these, whether it's stuff that I might be hearing about happening across the NBA or stuff that you're wondering about. Fire away with your questions in the live chat. And please, again, give a thumbs up if you haven't done so already. We're at 544 likes and 3,000 of you are in the chat. Let's get that up to over 600. Let's get those likes up to over 600. Let's get that done. Thank you, guys. I appreciate everybody joining tonight. We've had a great chat. This has been fun. I love doing these live shows, guys. Thank you guys for joining. Is Luca cooked? Says relentless. I don't think he's cooked. If anything, maybe this is a new birth for him, going to the Lakers, getting to learn from LeBron James. And if he fails here at becoming a high conditioning player, then yes, he's cooked. Let's see. Anything going on with the Rockets and Fox? Ask TJ. No, I don't believe so. I'd be shocked if the Rockets went for De'Aaron Fox. Juna asks, where is Zach LaVine going? I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the Bulls, just like last season with Alex Caruso, aren't going to make a deal. I think the Bucks would like to get LaVine, but I don't think anything's going to happen there. Last Cup Chris says, Sexton or John Collins gone? I'd imagine John Collins will get traded. The Kings are the only team, though, that I've heard has interest in him, but that was a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure if things have changed considering the De'Aaron Fox situation, but the Kings' interest in John Collins is why, if you do follow me on social media, on X, I posted a three-way trade idea sending Fox to the Spurs, Collins, and picks, among other assets, to the Kings. That's because I was connecting dots between things that I was hearing behind the scenes. That's just the honest truth. Kyrie free agency next year. Kyrie to the Lakers says super. That would be hilarious. Can you imagine? Simon says, are OKC the biggest short-term winners here? Huh. I don't think so. They could be the losers here because think about what happened last year in the postseason. The Mavericks' size was a problem for them, and now they have 80 and Gafford and Lively. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Cavs getting a wing says a weak land four. I'm not so sure you're going to see Cleveland make a deal here. The idea of Cam Johnson makes a lot of sense to me, but I don't know if he's going to be worth the price for them. The Trib says a first-round pick, Rui, AR-15 for Bam. Who says no? The Miami Heat say, screw you, and they hang up the phone. That's what happens. That's what they do. Pat Riley hangs up the phone to Rob Pelinka. Says, go to hell. That's what happens. Jacob, it won't happen, but Milwaukee is the most fun landing spot for Jimmy Butler. I agree completely with you. Jimmy Butler to the Bucks would be hilarious and fun. Can you imagine the Celtics having to go against Giannis and Jimmy Butler, old friend Jimmy Butler? That would be awesome. Silent Victory. Kings should trade Fox for Jamal Murray. Not going to happen. Curdy King, Mark Cuban, the least smart human being alive. I mean, he owned a team. He can't be that dumb, just in certain ways. He clearly also sold high, but he sold his shares, so he's not actually making decisions here. This is a new ownership decision for the Dallas Mavericks and a Nico Harrison decision. Eat Crab says, why wouldn't the Mavs call OKC? I think it's because they wanted AD. I think it's because they wanted to bolster the roster and the Thunder weren't giving up any better player necessarily. Jacob says, should the Lakers trade Reeves and connect for higher level help? Think bigger. I'd imagine so. I would imagine so. That they should think about trading Reeves. But for who? Like, who's going to make sense for him as good as he's been this season? But for, like, just think about the roster now. You have LeBron and Luka. Austin Reeves, all the value he brings as a playmaker and a creator suddenly is diminished. I think Reeves does become more of a trade asset here for the Lakers. That's not a thought we had brought up once in the 40-plus minutes we've been live here, but that's a really smart thought there, Jacob, that maybe Reeves becomes a player that they trade now. Jared says, Kevin has always been an OKC hater. Hartenstein is a winning player regardless of AD, Lively, Gafford. How am I an OKC hater? I'm not an OKC hater. I love the Thunder. One of the best stories in the league. I've loved Hartenstein since he was with the Clippers. I mean, yes, the Thunder are better equipped for that series, but it doesn't mean that the Mavericks didn't possibly make themselves a better matchup for them. Both can be true. That doesn't make you a hater. Monk and Kessler are perfect fits in LA. I think that's true, Thaddeus, but why would they not have gotten Kessler in this deal? You know, like the Jazz were involved in this deal. So I would think they would have gotten Kessler in this deal construct. You know what I'm saying? I'd be a little surprised there if Kessler's actually going to be moved at all. You would think it would have happened here. How much longer do you think Bron plays for now? KOC says Kieran James. Boy, well, did you see his interview with Lisa Salters after the game tonight? He was awesome. He was incredible. He was so great. He made me post, "Don't take LeBron James for granted." He was incredible. And Lisa Salters asked him, "Hey, how long are you going to play? Are we going to see you? Are we going to see you here again?" And he says, "We'll see. We'll see." So LeBron just posted on X in response to NBA insider Bill Reiter from CBS Sports. He reported or said LeBron had grown frustrated with Anthony Davis. And then LeBron quoted that and said, "You a effing lie," with a Pinocchio emoji and a clown emoji. I didn't see that coming. For what it's worth, I hadn't heard anything about LeBron being frustrated with AD. You a lie is funny though. I love social media because this stuff can happen. A player can respond live in the moment and immediately dismiss a report. That's so good. Eddie said Kyrie has said he wanted to play with AD for a long time. And that's, I think I recall that too. Ewan said LeBron might retire this year. Yeah, he could. It could happen. Got a question. Do you think the Lakers, AD sit down with Shams, rub the Lakers the wrong way? Maybe. I mean, maybe. It's possible. Very possible. Saying he wanted a center. Clearly the Lakers don't want to build a roster that way. Chat, we just hit 600 likes. We're at 617, 617. That's a good number. Almost 3,000 of you still in the room. I feel bad ending it. But it's 2 a.m. It's 11 p.m. Pacific. And we've said everything that there is to say, I think. Is there anything we missed? I don't know. LeBron on that wine tonight, says Neebs. Whose finals chances improve tonight? This will be the last question I'll take here. Whose finals chances improved? I don't think the Lakers did. Not yet. The Lakers need to make more moves. I don't think theirs did yet. I think OKC's due for now. I think the Nuggets' odds improve as well. I think everybody else probably stays about the same. The Lakers' odds can improve if they add more. Maybe they flip Reeves in a big deal. Maybe they get a center as well. But I don't think they improve yet. They need more defense. They need more defense. Eddie says, unpopular opinion, Mavs are better. I mean, I think it's possible. I think it's possible they did. I mean, think about it, man. Like we talked about a little bit earlier, their roster has balance now. The Mavericks have balance. They have shooters. They have defensive versatility. They have lineup versatility. They have multiple ball handlers still with Kyrie and Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, they just have multiple points of attack. Even like Najee Marshall can occasionally bring the ball up or attack a closeout and make the right pass. The Mavericks might be better. But that doesn't change the fact that their deal, they should have got more back. Like, how do you not get two first back? It just blows my mind that you don't get that. Different needs, says Travis. I think that's true. I do. I think different needs for both franchises. Different needs. 3 p.m. in the Philippines. Oh, my God. All the way in the Philippines watching us. Thanks for tuning in from overseas. Who in the chat is tuning in from overseas? We get Andy from the Philippines tuning in at 3 p.m. Who else is overseas? Alex, Kevin Ozempic. Where is Levine going? More like Kevin Ozepbound. Where's Levine going? I don't think Levine's being traded. Not yet, at least. What up, Travis? I'll say it again. GL Lobo, what are you hearing about the Fox trade? I think it's a hold up here. I really do. 12:30 in India. Hold up in the sense that they want Castle and the Spurs aren't budging there yet. 12:30 in India, says Danush. Sorry if I butchered anybody's name here. H1 says Philippines. Kevin says 6 p.m. in Australia. Ivar, 7 a.m. in England. Wow, Australia, Lithuania. Oh, my God. UK. Oh, my goodness. New Zealand. India again. Shivram. Come solo, MF. It's 11 a.m. here in India. New Zealand, Scott, Ian, Australia. Oh, my God. Look at everybody overseas. Basketball really is a global game, y'all. Really is. Hungary. Oh, my goodness. Toronto. Yeah, 2 a.m. here, too, in Boston. Chile, 4 a.m. Woo, you're up early. Toledo, Indonesia. Oh, my God. Zimbabwe, Slovenia. Oh, my goodness. Look at y'all. Germany. Wow, crazy. Japan, Spain. I'm just reading off countries. Iceland. Oh, my God. Probably Kessler. No, I don't think Kessler's being traded. Ukraine. Hell, yeah. Look at this. All right, we got to wrap it up here. It's 2 a.m. on the East Coast. I'm sure we'll have more podcasts to come on Yahoo Sports. Like I said, give us a thumbs up. If you haven't done so already, there's 2,500 of you still in the chat. Give a thumbs up. Please give a thumbs up. It does really help out with spreading this video, making people see it across YouTube. It really does help out. And if you haven't subscribed already, subscribe to Yahoo Sports. On Yahoo Sports, you have my podcast, The Kevin O'Connor Show, every Tuesday and Friday morning. It'll be in your feed. Sometimes we publish on Mondays and Thursdays if it's timely. So look out for that twice a week, every week, with a bunch of other videos as well. We got videos from Vinny with his podcast. We got stuff from the NFL side of things with the Super Bowl coming up in a week. The Super Bowl in 1 week, and we're going to have content from the ground all week long covering the NFL. We get everything on Yahoo Sports on our YouTube page, and we're going to have a hell of a lot more with NBA stuff leading up to Thursday with the trade deadline. This will not be the last thing you see with AD and Luka trade. There's more to come from us over at Yahoo Sports. You can read me at yahoosports.com as well. I'll probably be writing something about this. Probably not tonight. I'm probably going to go to bed after getting off this. But I'll probably be writing this weekend with a reaction. I'm sure I'll learn more. We'll learn more. I'd imagine we're not quite done here with figuring out what actually happened with this blockbuster shocker of a trade. So thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. Subscribe, give a thumbs up. Really does help us out. Really does mean a lot that you all tuned in tonight. Have a good rest of your night. Enjoy or rest of your day, wherever you are. Thank you.